Awesome. Lee, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me on the show.
So you'll like this. I'm taking you way back. Your name came up a couple of months ago on the show when we talked with Robert Boris about Electra Glide in Blue.
Oh, my gosh. The pig man.
That's right.
And I have the acting career where I can remember my one line.
Well, you don't tell anybody it's one line. Just say, I remember every line from every movie I've ever been in.
Every line I've ever done in a movie, I have it down.
Well, so excited for the new 50th anniversary edition of Chicago 9, the greatest hits album, and getting some music out there that wasn't on the original version, including some of the great early stuff like Free, Questions 67 and 68, and then later songs, Baby, What a Big Surprise, Your No-Tell Lover, and more.
Oh, no, I have two songs on it. Wow. I'm a two-hit wonder.
Well, this is such a key period for the band because, boy, it's during that time when you guys established that sound that to this day is not like anybody else out there.
It's pretty interesting because even today, this, almost 60 years later, 58 years later, we have generations of people who still come to the shows and listen to the music. And because we've changed some of the personnel in the band through the years just for various circumstances. And the music still works. So it's really a testament to these songs that came through us through the years that is why we're talking today. It's amazing.
And is that really a big part of the enduring success? I mean, when you guys first started making it onto the radio, and there were other bands that maybe tried to have a brass sound with rock and roll, but nobody did it like you guys did. And to me, it's made those songs timeless. They didn't sound like 1968. They don't sound like 2025. They're just out there like nothing else.
Exactly. And so why it is what it is, I really can't explain to you. All I know is that how we did it, what we wrote, and how it's coming out now, then and now, is unique. And nobody else seems to have that same, well, other bands have staying power, but I have to pinch myself to have this kind of staying power because, realistically, at my age, I'm not supposed to be doing this anymore. I'm supposed to be retired in rocking back and forth in my living room with a towel, with a blanket on my legs.
Well, boy, I saw you guys last week when you were in Bangor, Maine. And let me tell you something, no rocking chairs needed for you guys. You were sounding great.
It's rock and roll, baby.
I want to ask you, too, about these early years that are covered in this Greatest Hits album. It also highlights the amazing contributions from such an important part of the group. Can you talk about everything that Terry Kath did to make you guys a success?
Terry Kath was pretty much the leader at the time, the first number of albums, the first nine albums. And because this is a compilation of really the first 10 albums, right? And realistically, when that first Greatest Hits album came out, we had an idea that there could be the end of our career. Because back then, many times, that's exactly what happened. The popularity of the particular band was waning, and they would put out a Greatest Hits album to get as much out of the, just sort of squeeze it, the rest out of their career that they could. And then the band would say goodbye and go on their merry way. And we have now, I don't even remember how many Greatest Hits albums we have. So we broke the mold in that regard.
Well, yeah, and you guys have been able to do it through successive generations. And unlike a lot of bands that came to prominence in the 60s, you guys keep adding new fans. And again, I think it's the nature of the music. I'll chime in here as a former high school trumpet player. Thank you. Thank you for Make Me Smile and Feeling Stronger Every Day and others that gave young trumpet players a chance to shine.
Oh, right. Yeah. Feeling Stronger was good. How about Free? How about that?
Oh, absolutely. Free. Yeah.
Ouch, man. Still every night. That's a tough one to get through.
And you also wrote I don't tell Robert or anybody else, is my favorite Chicago song, Call on Me.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
So you talked about age, and you know, you guys have been doing this for a long time. How does it change the way you approach going out on the road? Because you've got a big tour going now, upcoming dates in Sandy, Utah, August 21st, Colorado yep. Springs, the 23rd, Denver, the 24th, Boise, Idaho, the 27th, and you keep rolling right on into the month of September. Obviously, right. Touring is different now. How do you approach things?
Touring is, the travel is always and always has been and always will be the most difficult part of it. What we do is try to prepare ourselves to go on stage every night and act like we're playing these songs for the first time. And if we can pull that off, it's, you know, that's what makes it a unique experience for the fans.
Well, what's the old saying? You get paid for the hotel rooms and the buses. Being right. on stage, that's the reward.
Definitely.
And as a horn player, man, how do you keep that lip in such great shape?
I warm up every day. When we finish this the interviews, I got 2 hours of interviews here. I'll be warming up my chops, and then that pretty much gets me ready for the gig. You know, I do about an hour of just getting the chops ready to get beat up a little bit.
Do you guys, I get the impression you guys have the same attitude as maybe some of these guys were your heroes, but the blues guys, the B.B. Kings of the world, the Muddy Waters, the guys who said, there is no retirement. What would I retire from? I'm going to play as long as I can play.
That's exactly right. Retire to what is the what I always say. I mean, what am I going to be, a golfer all of a sudden out of nowhere? You know, a bad golfer, that's what I would be. A bad fisherman, bad golfer, bad whatever you want to put in there.
How does it make you feel, Lee? Because the lights are in your face, you can't always see. But yeah, when you look out in the audience and see that, you know, it's people of all ages out there, that you've got young kids, teenagers, yes. 6-7 decades worth of audience members.
Yeah, it's amazing, because you can only, many times, you can't see anything at all in the audience. Like you said, with those super troopers, that you better be prepared, or that's the definition of stage fright. What am I going to do now? If you forget a note, you better be prepared. But anyway, you know, when you look at those faces and they're singing along with you and having a great time, there's nothing like it. There is nothing, no other business like what we're doing.
Well, the greatest hits of the expanded edition Chicago 9 coming out today on double black vinyl and single CD as well. If you haven't seen Chicago on tour ever, what's wrong with you? If you haven't seen them lately, you need to get out there, because you guys sound absolutely better than ever. So check them out if you get a chance. You can go to the website, chicagotheband.com, for more information. Lee, been a fan for a long time. Great to talk with you today.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Have a great day.